Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hi there, folks. Welcome to Sonia's Real Estate Connection. This is a show where I connect you, my listening audience, to the latest and greatest information concerning today's real estate market. I want to thank you for taking out the time to tune in to today's show. Once again, I'm your hostess, Sonia Mays, real estate broker and owner of Midwest Executive Realty at Park Place in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our office is located in the 53224 zip code area. We are just east of Highway 145 and Interstate 41 and west of 107th and Good Hope Road on the northwest side of Milwaukee, if you're familiar with that geographical location. And we're just minutes away from Menominee Falls and Germantown. We provide real estate and property management services in southeastern Wisconsin, covering six counties, which include Milwaukee, Waukesha, Washington, Ozaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties. We represent buyers, sellers, investors, and organizations, as well as banks and financial institutions in their real estate transactions, dealing with both residential and commercial real estate in the great state of Wisconsin. I am a full-time licensed broker, proud to serve the greater Milwaukee and surrounding areas in southeastern Wisconsin. On behalf of the company, I want to thank you once again for joining me today and tuning in to the episode. Today's hot topic is Wisconsin Rental Weatherization Program, which is ending as of January 1, 2018. As the title states, no more rental weatherization certifications in Wisconsin. All right, we'll get right into it. As the topic states, today we're talking about the Wisconsin Rental Weatherization Program, which is going to be coming to an end as of January 1st, 2018. This is a result of the state budget bill that was signed into law on September 21st of 2017 under the 2017 Wisconsin Act 59. Now, for anyone who has purchased an investment property or rental property in Wisconsin, you may be familiar with the rental weatherization requirements, formerly known as Diller. Many of us in the real estate community, we would refer to it as Diller. You got to get your Diller STIP, your Diller certs before closing. And Diller actually stands for the for Department of Industry, Labor, and Human Relations. So what this was, it was a minimum weatherization standard requirement for any rental property sold in Wisconsin after January 1 of 1985. And it was based on the Rental Unit Energy Efficiency Administrative Code Law, Chapter 367. And again, for any property that was sold after January 1 of 1985. So when a property changed ownership, state certified inspectors were hired to check the property for compliance with the energy efficient standards. And so as many realtors know, we could not close on a property until we had the weatherization stipulation or certificate of compliance. And now this was only for rental property. So if you were buying a property as an owner-occupant, then this wasn't required. But if you were going to buy the property as a rental property, then this was a requirement. And so a lot of times, many of us would, we'd be running around at the last minute, days or even hours before closing, trying to find a state-certified inspector. And these are different from the regular home inspectors that inspect the home for the buyers. This is a totally different type of inspection. So we try to find this Diller, we call it Diller inspector or weatherization inspector to come and perform inspection of the property, to issue the certificate and certify that it's compliant with the rental energy efficiency standards. And of course, there's a cost that was associated with this. So in order to get the deal, many times, for me, I would pay the inspector, pay the fee and seek to get reimbursed out of the closing, because again, this would cause a delay for the closing, hold up the closing. We would not be able to close until we had this code compliance certificate, the rental weather's stip with the little green sticker on a piece of paper, and it had to be, the original had to be delivered, and they had to see that it was the green sticker. We couldn't just scan it and send it over to the title company. They had to see that there was an actual green sticker, because only these inspectors, you know, would have the green sticker. They would have to come out and certify it, and there was a big thing, a big to-do, usually at the last minute, the day before, or just days before closing, and so everyone was running around going crazy trying to get this done. So, thanks to a new state budget bill that was passed on September 21st of 2017, the Wisconsin Rental Weatherization Program will come to an end as of January 1st, 2018. Now, many supporters of this bill believed that the program was outdated, and it was they believed that it was very confusing, that it wasn't up to the today's real estate standards, and so it was no longer needed for the current transactions. So, yay, no more running around the night before closing to get the house inspected, to get the weatherization stip. We don't have to do this anymore. So again, no more rental weatherization certificates required in the state of Wisconsin. Going forward, rental weather stipulations and validations will no longer again be required for closings, and the rental weatherization inspector licenses will not be renewed after January 1 of 2018. So in terms of the timeline, this is what we're looking at. So September 21st, we have the budget bill that was signed into law is making the program obsolete or soon to be obsolete as of January 1 of the new year. On November 11th, what we're going to see is that the program website will no longer be able to be accessed. The program website will go down. Weatherization database will no longer be available. Now, that'll happen on November 11th. And then January 1st of the new year, the rental of weatherization inspector licenses will not be renewed, and the program will no longer be available in Wisconsin. Now, if you're filing the Wisconsin electronic real estate transfer return, then for if this is a rental property, an investment property, for the rental weatherization information that you have to fill out on the form, you should mark the form exempt. And what you want to do is you want to use the exemption code W11. So that's W-11. For the exemption code and for the explanation, you should fill in or write out program elimination, because the program is no longer valid. So again, if you're going to be filling out the Wisconsin electronic real estate transfer return, again, you want to mark program elimination as the explanation for your exemption code. Concerning the rental weatherization aspect of that form. And again, the exemption code is W11. So now if you're going through a title company and the title company is handling this for you, then they should know how to fill this out correctly and properly. But you want to confirm, you know, prior to closing to make sure that you, you know, dot all of your I's, cross all the T's, and so make sure everything is buttoned up real tight and everything is done correctly and properly. If you have any other questions, you're welcome to contact the Department of Safety and Professional Services. Their telephone number is 608-266-2112, and you want to hit option number 5. So again, that's the Department of Safety and Professional Services, 608-266-2112, option number 5. You can also visit their website, dsps.wi.gov, and for more information concerning the rental weatherization program. All right, so that concludes today's episode on Wisconsin Rental Weatherization Program. Again, it's coming to an end as of January 1st of 2018, and those weatherization stipulations will no longer be required. Yay! All right, so once again, in closing, folks, I hope that you found this information to be useful and of value, and as always, I'm available to answer any questions you might have about this topic or any other show topics of interest. We seek to educate and empower our wonderful listeners so that you can make an informed and educated decision concerning your real estate transactions, because as you know, real estate is the largest investment you will ever make. So we want to make sure that you're informed and educated concerning your real estate goals and objectives. I want to thank you once again for tuning in to another episode of Sonia's Real Estate Connection. It is always a pleasure and honor to serve my listening audience in this capacity. And of course, if you have any questions about today's topic or any other topics you'd like to discuss or explore further, or if you have special guest speakers that you'd like to hear, please let me know. Send them on in. Give us a call. You can reach us toll-free at 844-777-7725. Again, that toll-free number is 844-777-7725, or give us a call at the office, 414-395-8771. Again, 414-395-8771, or feel free to send us an email at info@midexec.com. Again, info@midexec.com. All right, don't forget to check out our website if you'd like more information on buying and selling residential and commercial properties, anything about real estate that you'd like to know or always wanted to know or had questions about, if you're looking for information on neighborhoods and communities, school districts, or if you're in the investment market, you're looking for property management or rental information, you can find all of this. There's a great wealth of information is available right at your fingertips at MidwestExecutiveRealty.com. Again, that website is MidwestExecutiveRealty.com. Thank you so much, folks. You are wonderful. You are an amazing audience here. Again, I'm Sonya Mays, your local and trusted real estate broker with Midwest Executive Realty at Park Place in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We are located in Milwaukee, northwest side in the zip code 53224. We're just east of Highway 145, and we're a few minutes south of Menomonee Falls. Again, we provide residential and commercial real estate services for your buying, selling, or relocation needs. As always, we're here to help you, and we're here to serve you, one family at a time. Thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you real soon. Make it a great day.